from CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the 5 things you need to know for Tuesday, April 9th. The parents of the teen who killed 4 students at a Michigan high school in 2021 have each been sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison for manslaughter. Jennifer and James Crumbly were tried separately, although their sentencing took place together. Before the sentencing, the court heard victim impact statements. Here's Raina, the sister of Hannah, who was 14 years old when she was killed in the shooting.
Our 10-year-old little brother had to learn how to write a eulogy for his sister before he even learned how to write essays. I didn't say goodbye. I never got to say goodbye.
The Crumblys also gave statements expressing their condolences to the families.
Please know that I am truly very sorry. I am sorry for your loss as a result of what my son did.
I'm not the same person I was prior to November 30th, 2021. This tragedy has changed who I am and has taught me some very valuable lessons. It is sad and suffering being with them. I've also gained God.
The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that the state must adhere to a 123-year-old penal code provision, barring nearly all abortions. The provision prohibits abortion except when necessary to save a pregnant person's life. The law can be traced to as early as 1864 and carried a prison sentence of 2 to 5 years for abortion providers. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2022, nearly 2 dozen states have banned or limited access to the procedure. An appeals court judge has denied former President Donald Trump's request to delay the start of his hush money trial so he can challenge the gag order imposed by Judge Juan Merchan. New York Associate Justice Cynthia Kern denied the request minutes after hearing arguments on the matter today. Trump's team argued that the gag order is infringing on the former president's First Amendment rights, and that his comments, while rude, do not amount to incitement. The district attorney's office, which requested the order, argued that Trump has a history of making threatening remarks in his cases. A full appeals court panel will still consider Trump's petition, though it will not delay the start of his trial. Chicago's Civilian Office of Police Accountability has released video from a traffic stop last month when police fatally shot 26-year-old Dexter Reed. COPA said in its report that the incident began when police who were not in uniform, quote, engaged in a traffic stop of Dexter Reed Jr. for purportedly not wearing a seatbelt. Here's COPA Chief Administrator Andrea Kirsten at a news conference this morning.
Upon stopping Mr. Reed's vehicle, officers surrounded his car and began giving him verbal commands. The situation escalated when Mr. Reed did not comply with those commands, and multiple officers pointed their guns at him while continuing to shout commands. Within less than a minute, an exchange of gunfire occurred.
Police claim Reed fired first, but that was not immediately clear from CNN's review of body cam footage. One officer was wounded in the incident, and police say they recovered a gun from Reed's car. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson also addressed the shooting, calling for peace and healing.
Without true accountability and without constitutional policing, there will never be trust between communities and the police. And without trust, we will never be safe.
Coming up, Ukraine aid is still stuck in Congress. Hey, welcome back. The U.S. transferred thousands of machine guns, sniper rifles, rocket launchers, and hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammo seized from Iran to Ukraine last week. Ukraine has been suffering from shortages of weapons and munitions on the battlefield in its war against Russia, with the U.S. unable to send more equipment from its own stockpiles until Congress approves more funding. Congressman Mike Quigley, the co-chair of the Congressional Ukraine Caucus, visited Ukraine and said this on CNN this morning.
Their democracy, a democracy in Eastern Europe, is at risk here. And there's a very real risk that if we don't get this done, that will be in danger. I'd like to think this is certain to get done, but it's really up to Speaker Johnson.
Johnson has been facing mounting pressure to decide whether he will finally move ahead on Ukraine aid, while he confronts a threat from the right flank of his caucus to oust him as Speaker. That's all for now. I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.